You will hold in Daf Heyama base. The top of the Gemara says, Leimok Sava Shmuel, let's say Shmuel holds that the locher is Yodayim, Shein Mechichois, Lehevin Yodayim. When you use a way of speech of Yodayim, which we learned you're only starting off something, and what you start off the Yodayim, it's not Mechich. We don't see 100% what you mean, it's no good. So it's called Yodayim Shein Mechichos. So that's the reason why Shmuel before said that Mudrani Mimoch, Mufreshani Mimoch, or Mufreshani Mimoch is only called the Yad if you end off and say clearly, Shein Li'oich L'cho, or Shein L'tayim L'cho. But if you don't end off and say these words, then it means nothing. So that's the raya that Shmuel himself learned, that Yodayim Shein Mechichos. That means just from the words Mufreshani Mimoch, or Mufreshani Mimoch, we would not know you really mean Tasa. It could only mean that the Gemara said, you mean not to talk to him, not to do business with him, but we don't know that you really mean to make his food usher on you. So you see, the Yad has to be Machiach, we have to see pretty clearly what you mean. So Gemara says, yes, it's true, Shmuel Mukim Lo L'Mastisin K'Rev Yehuda. Shmuel puts our Mishnah according to the Tana Rev Yehuda Shita. The Yama that we know Rev Yehuda Shita is, Yodayim Shein Mechichos. When you do something, you make a lashon of a yad, you start off something, and it's not mechiach, we don't know exactly what you mean, is lo hevin yodayim. That's not the chiddush of yodayim, that does not help. Yodayim, a beginning, only helps if we see clearly what you really mean. But if we don't see clearly what you really mean, it's no good. Titanan, we learned the Gemara in Gittin, we'll soon see this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Titanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Gittin like this. Gufo shoget. What's called the actual get itself? What's called the goof of the get? Harayat muteres lecholodim. You have to write in the shtar that you are now muti, you're allowed to get married to anybody. That's the ikar of the get. That's the main thing that has to be written inside the get. Havad, you have to have your name, her name. But if you have all the names in the mokum, then what's the actual writing of the get itself? It's enough to have harayat muteres lecholodim, that you are here on muta to anybody. That's what has to be written inside the get. Rabbi Yehuda adds, no, that alone is not enough. Rabbi Yehuda says, V'din t'yehei l'chi minoi sefer terichun. You have to say two more things. Like with this piece of paper, you have to say V'din, and with this, can't just I'm writing it harayat. You have to write also with this piece of paper. T'yehei l'chi minoi, and you have to say, this is from me. Your husband has to write, this piece of paper from me should be a sefer tiruchin v'gera shivukin. This should be a get. This should be a sefer that cuts us off and lets you go free. So this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda, you have to have Yodayim Mechichos. So the Ran explains why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you just write Harayat Muteres L'chol Adam, why is that no good? So the Ran explains, Rabbi Yehuda Omar V'dein, Dilo Kosa V'dein, because if you don't write down in it, with this piece of paper, have Yadayin Shei Mechichas, then the get is not so Mechiach. De Dilma V'diburo Megarish L'Kamon, maybe a person means to be Megarish his wife with the words. You don't mean so much with the piece of paper you're giving her, but you mean when you tell her, Harayat Muteres L'Chol Adam, maybe that's what you mean. So if you only write down in the get just these words, it's no good according to Rabbi Yehuda. You have to write down that V'dein, with this piece of paper, with the get, you want to be Megarish your wife. So I call upon him, that's what Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So we're saying now, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara has to kasha. Amai dochik Shmuel yukma lamastisin k'Rabbi Yehuda. Lukma k'Rabbonin. In other words, there in the Gemara in Gittin, we just learned it's a machlokes. The Tanakhama, the Rabbanan say, even without writing in a get for Dain, it's also good. So you see, the Rabbanan hold that a get, that a Yadayim Shein Mechichas is called a good, is called a good get. You see, that's called a good get? See, if so, why does Shmuel have to put out Mishnah that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Let him put out Mishnah better according to the Rabbanan Shita. So the Ram speaks out, even though that Shmuel himself holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that's Shmuel himself, but I call upon him still at Akasha. Like our Mishnah, you could learn our Mishnah two ways. Our Mishnah says the words Mudrani Mimoch, Mufreshani Mimoch, and then it says Sheni Yech Lecho, Sheni Toyim Lecho. So you could learn our Mishnah means like the Braisa, each case by itself, each one alone is enough, even though it's Yadayim Shei Mechichas, that's enough. And the Yidah Gisa Shmuel is saying, not like that. Shmuel is saying, our Mishnah B'davka means one thing. You have to say clearly, Mufreshani Mimoch, Shein Yoich Lecho. You have to say all this. And if you don't say it, it's called Yadayim Shein Mechichas. We don't see 100% what you mean from the words you are saying. It's not enough. So the question is, who asked Shmuel to put our Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita and to say the Mishnah means one case? Maybe the Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan Shita. That old Yodayim Shein Mechichas is also called Yodayim. So when a person says Mufreshani Mimoch, means I want to be separated from you. We understand pretty much, you know what you mean to say, that you want to be separated, that you don't want to eat his food. You don't want to have any enjoyment from him. We understand that pretty much. And then you don't have to have end off Shein Yech Lecho. That's like, that would be the Rabbanan Shita. So the question is, how come Shmuel saw that our Mishnah should go according to Rabbi Yehuda? So Mar says like this, Omar Rava, Rava says, Mas Nisin Kashisei, when Shmuel learnt our Mishnah, he had a kasha in our Mishnah. Amai Toni Sheni Eichel Lecho, Sheni Toyim Lecho. Why does our Mishnah have to end off with the word Lecho? After he said, Mefreshani Himoch, I want to be separated from you, then it says Sheni Oichol, and it says again the word Lecho. Like, what is the word Lecho doing there? Listen, let it just say like this. Sheni Oichol, Sheni Toyim, I will not eat, I will not taste. Why do we have to have the word Lecho there for? Lecho, the word Lecho is extra. So on this, Shema Mina, from here Shmuel saw that you know what the Tanna of our Mishnah holds like. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Shema Mina, Bina, and Yodaya Mechichas. That you have to have your diet means the beginning of your words that you are saying. We have to see clearly what you mean. And if you don't say the word lecho, we don't speak clearly. Like the bottom, the right on the bottom explains. Oh my Rava, Masbisin Kishisei, listening Sheni Yoichel Sheni Toyin Pirish. Via Vitoni Hoch, if it would have said like this, Beloy lecho, without the word lecho, Heavy Shamina, we would hear the Yodayim Shein Mechichas Heaven Yodayim. That when you start off a Lushin and it's not clearly 100%, still it's good. The Alpha God, the Kfar Omer Mudrani Mimoch, even though he already said, I should be Mudr, I should be like a Neder from you, to Asvila Lishmuel de Mastis and Chodek Atoni. Shmuel Oda, our Mishnah is talking about one case. You said Mufreshani or Mudrani Mimoch, then you said Sheni Yech Lecho. It's one long case. Afilo Ochi, Shani Yecho Veloy Lecho. If you would just say, I would not eat without the word lecho, that is Yodayim Shein Mechichas Ninu. Why? Maybe it just means that I'm mudra, I'm like a neder from you, that I won't talk with you. That means if I eat today, it's like a tanai. Or yim yoyim pleni, it just means to say, if I eat a certain day, then you should know I won't be able to talk to you. That's why our Mishnah had to add the extra word lecho to say clearly what you mean to say is she'eni oich lecho, that right now, that what you're saying is right now, you're making all his food also to you. So when Shmuel learned our Mishnah, and he saw the way the Tana had to add the extra word lecho, she'eni oich lecho, and it's not enough just she'eni oich, that's why Shmuel said our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that holds, Yodayim has to be mechichas. We have to see 100% what you mean. And if we don't see 100%, it's no good. Now the Gemara says, Itma, we learn something like this. Yodayim Shein Mechichas. What's going to be the halacha when you say a beginning of a lashon? Like over here, you would say, Mufreshani Mimoch, I want to be separated from you. Sheini Yoichel, I don't want to eat. And you didn't say the word Lecho. So we have a tzad, maybe just means that if he eats a certain day, then he can't talk with him. But not that it's also right now. That's called Yodayim Shein Mechichas. What's the halacha? So here we learn like this generally. What's the halacha by Yodayim Shein Mechichas? Yes, still it's good. Even though when you beginning say, start off saying a lashon, you say Mufreshani Mimoch. Most probably you mean to say you want to be separated, mean you don't want to eat from his food. But it's not 100%, because maybe it only means you don't want to talk with him. Abaye says, so what? Of course we're talking about that later we ask him, what did you mean? And he says, I really meant to make an eder that I don't want to eat from him. Even though we didn't say it, he only started the words. So Abaye says, that's enough. that we had a pasuk before Yodayim, you just start off saying a neder, it's enough, even though it's possible these words may mean something else, but since most probably it means a neder, and you tell us you mean a neder, Abai holds that's good. For Rav Omer, Rav says no, lo yevin Yodayim, and Rav holds like Shmuel, it's not called Yodayim. So Moses says, Omer, Rav says, that Rabidia Savrili, Rabidia explained it to me like this. Omar Kuro, the Pasuk says, like, how does Rav know to say that Yodayim Shein Mechichas is no good? That these Yodayim has to be clearly that we see 100% what you mean? So he says, Omar Kuro, because the Pasuk says like this. It says, Nozir Lahazir Lashem. You have to make a, when you become a Nozir, it says those extra words of Nozir Lahazir Lashem. So in this Pasuk we had before, we learned out the Din of Yodais. Says a double lashon, nozir lahazir. Then when you become a nozir, you don't only have to speak out clearly hareini nozir. If you just start off saying a lashon hareini, and a nozir is in front of you, that's also enough. From this pasuk, nozir lahazir. Now we had makish, we had a hekesh over there, yodos nazirus lenazirus. That we're learning out the yodos of nazirus to the ikur halacha of nazirus. What does that mean? Ma nazirus. Just like the Iker halacha of a Nazirus. When a person wants to become a Nazir, Bahaflor, you have to speak out clearly what you are saying, what you want. You have to speak out clearly, Hareini Nazir. The din of Haflor means you have to speak it out. Is Af Yodos. The same way, even though we have now an extra postic of Nazir Lahazir, to teach us that you don't have to say out the whole words, it's enough to say a little bit of it. But our co-ponim, we're learning out this little bit that you do say is av yodus nazirus paflor. Also has to be explicit. It has to be clearly what you want to say. That we have to see 100%, that's what you mean to say. This is a raya to Rava, that your dayim, the beginning of your words that you're saying, has to be mechichos, clearly what you mean. So Mor says now, leima bepluktet rab yudav rabbonu kemiflegi. The Chur, the Machlokes of Abaye v'Rova is totally the Machlokes we just had before in the Gemara in Gittin about Reb Yudah and the Rabbonin. The Tanan, like we learned there in Mishnah in Gittin, Gufoy Shoget. When you go to write a get, what's the main part of the get? Like we said, after you have the names and the place and the date, what's the main lashon of the get itself? The Tanakama says, Harayat Muteras Lecholodim. That's enough. As long as it's written in this piece of paper, that Harayat, you are now allowed to get married to anybody, that's a get, and then the husband gives it to his wife, that's a good get. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he adds on to it. That alone is not enough. That's called Yodayim Shein Mechichas. We don't know clearly what you mean. But you have to also add into the get, Vedain, with this piece of paper, that I am giving you. You have to add these two things. That with I want to be Megarish you with this piece of paper, because otherwise the Ran said, maybe means the Megarish or Bediber. He's also Spishashi, give a get, you also tell your wife. Harayat Muteras Lecholodom. So maybe if the person doesn't say Vedain with this piece of paper, maybe it means he wants to be Megarish or Bediber. Just telling Harayat Muteras. So therefore he has to write inside the get Vedain with this piece of paper. And also the Elchiminoi that is coming from me. Sefer Tiruchen, Veget Pturin, Vegerish Shvukin. These are all the shyness that I'm cutting off ties with you. You're a free person now, and you have nothing to do with me. So that's the machloekis Reb Yehuda and the Rabbonin. So the Chur Abaye, the Yomek Rabbonin, Abaye that just said, Yodayim Shein Mechichas, is called Yodayim, it's good, goes like Rabbonin. Here also, if a person writes in the get, Harayat Muteras Lecholodom, that's enough. Because most probably what the man means is to be Megarish his wife with his get. Like most people know the halacha, you have to give a get, you can't be Megarish Bapeh, stop telling her you're free, you have to write up a shtar. So most probably by saying this, writing it, that's a good. That's what the Rabbanan Shita is, and that's what Abaye holds. For Rova, but Rova that says no, the Yodayim has to be Mechichos, has to be clearly 100%. The Yomek Reb Yehuda, the Chur Rova goes like Reb Yehuda Shita. That when you write up this get, it's not enough just to write Harayat Muteras, but you have to also add into the get with this Shtar and from me. So Chur Rova goes like Reb Yehuda. Tamar says no. Omalok Abaya, Abaya could answer you like this. Really, I know the Yamrafil Reb Yehuda. Me, myself, I Abaya that holds you need, even your Dayim, Shein Mechichas is good. I could even hold like Reb Yehuda Shita. You know why? Ad kan lo kamer Reb Yehuda, bein in your Dayim Mechichas. When did Reb Yehuda say that the yodaya, the little bit you say, has to be clearly. So when you write up to get, it's not enough for reyat muteris. You have to write also from this piece of paper. Why ela get? Only by hilchas gidden does Rav Yehuda hold this svara. Ela gabe get to be in krisus. Because by get, halacha is you have to have krisus. Krisus means you have to be cut off 100% from your wife. So in the pshat from krisus is that it has to be clearly that you're cut off from your wife. Therefore, by get, Rav Yehuda holds you have to write down v'dein with this piece of paper and minoy from me. Collected. If you don't write these things down, it's a chesaron in krisus. Torah says the cost of law sefer krisus. You have to write to a sefer or a shtar that you're cutting off ties with her. So maybe in the words of cutting off ties krisus, you have to write medaya mechichas. It has to be clearly. Avu bialma, but by regular hilchos nedarim by nazirus mishamet lei. Habayi says I didn't hear Rav Yehuda says this. Rav Yehuda would agree by regular neder that the yadayim is enough a little bit. Like most probably that's what he meant to say, even though it's not 100%. Like Rav Yehuda would also agree that our Mishnah says, the person says, Mufreshani mimoch, I want to be separated from you, that's alone enough to make a nis and eder. You don't have to say, Sheni toyim lecho, I won't eat from you. Because when you're saying you want to be separated from him, from that alone we know that most probably you mean to say is that you don't want to eat, have hanor from him. So now that's a bayi. Bayi says he goes according to everybody. For Rava, Rava also answers the same way. For Rava, Amar Rava tells you, says, Ano di yamra fil rabbonin. Rava that says, by Nidorim, the Yodayim has to be Mechichas. You have to end off and say, Sheni Tayim Lecho. We have to see clearly what you mean. Still, he could go like the Rabbonin Shita, that by Gittin, it's enough to write in the get, Harayat Materas Lechol Adam. And you don't have to write inside the get, Vedain, with this piece of paper. You know why? When did the Rabbanin say the halacha that Yodayim is enough, even though it's not 100% clear, even though it's a little bit clear? That's only by Hilchas Gittin to the Rabbanin say this svara. You know why? Because there's a svara, Tiyein Odom Megarish Esishto Es Eshes Chaveroi.